Well, hello then, Metal Gear Solid fans, and as you heard earlier, Shoma, welcome to your number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. Oh dear, there's some other sound that's playing in the background. Let's stop that now.
Yeah, so, you have some kind of superpower there.
I do. I can just make songs play by thinking about it. Or hopefully that's what you're going to say. So anyway, on from the stupid banter that we're talking about here. Welcome back again to episode something or other. I'm not actually numbering them anymore because these are being classified as Sons of the Patriot Cast, since these are the last ones. This is the third from the end. So this is our debate episode that I told you about a few weeks ago.
So first, can I have a question, Calvin?
Ask me you
said that this is the Sons of the Patriot Cast. Now, who's the mother if we're the Sons of the Patriot Cast?
Well, not so much the mother, but the father. It was kind of like Andy, you know, who started the Patriot Cast. It was Javier's idea.
So we're all kids of Andy.
We're metaphorically, and I'm willing to bet you don't know what that means, so I'll move on now. So, anyway, stop interrupting.
No, I don't know.
Stop. I'm hosting and I'm leading into the start of the show. So with me this week, as you can clearly hear, it's Mr. Shoma Biro. Say hello, Shoma.
Hi guys, I'm glad to be back. Next time, because next time I may won't come because it's the International Naked Dancing Day, but good to be here. Go on, Cap, go on.
Okay. Also with me, it's Mr. Ralph Cardwell. Say hello.
Howdy guys, how's it going? Oh god, it's good to be here, and it's good to have so many of the new guys here with us today, so you're getting ready to meet them right now.
Shh, you're spoiling the surprise! Okay.
What surprise?
The new guy surprise! Okay, anyway. serious voice. So, also with us this week, we have returning Ben. Ben, say hello.
Hello guys!
Hello.
After being brutally waved by everyone, I'm alive, I'm here again.
Indeed. Ben, I apologize, I keep forgetting what your last name is, mainly because you don't have it in your Skype name. So what's your last name?
Well, Justin Talbot.
Oh.
No, not you, Justin. I'm asking Ben. Justin, shush, you're...
Shut.
Well, then we know what else is here. But anyway, just... Ben.
Yeah, Calvin, I thought you would say that I keep forgetting your last name because you don't have. So.
No. Okay. Shoma, Ralph, shish. Justin, stop shish. Introducing yourself before I introduce you. Ben. Ben, what's your last name?
Ford Fiesta.
Ford Fiesta?
Okay. Yes, I have the same, so.
Okay, then. Okay, and also, joining us for the first time this week, it's the one, the only, you've heard him just a moment before, that's why I'm talking in this tone
Justin
of voice.
Justin Bieber!
Oh, Talbot! Justin Talbot!
Hey, yeah, it's great to be on here today.
Now, and also, joining us this week, it's, oh no, wait, all those other, insert bad word here, because I really don't stoop to that level and swear and whatnot. Let's just stick with idiots. All those other idiots who didn't bother to show up even though they said they would. Starting with Connor, who contacted me out of the blue and said that he'd, you know, be on the show. He didn't. Then we've got Matt, who said he might be on. Donnie, who said he might be on. And David, who said he might be on as well. Not a single one of them here.
You guys just disappointed Calvin, so he will just send you all these naked pictures of himself, so...
That's not so much a punishment, Shoma. Yeah. That's just kind of disturbing.
What? That's not so much of a punishment for you?
Yeah, it would just be disturbing. You would open it and it would just be like, okay, I'm never talking to him again.
Now I understand why you have a boy and a girlfriend, so...
Oh,
I don't have... What?
Darian. Apart from the fact that I was trying to make a serious point there about people not showing up whenever they said they would, never mind, we'll move on. With a slight warning to Shoma, do that again, and I'm putting you on mute for 5 minutes.
Right.
Mute. Where are we in kindergarten?
Possibly. Anyway, so this week...
Nice.
This week, we are, as I said before, doing a debate episode. Unfortunately, at this current moment in time, I can't access the internet for some reason. I'll try again. Nope, my Safari has melted. So there will be no ding, ding, dings and all that. So we'll just have to try and improvise that somehow.
Ding, ding, ding!
Indeed. But anyway, so as I said a couple of weeks ago, we were originally going to be doing a debate on nanomachines, whether they're any good or not, and whether they're just a stupid tie-in that explains things away. But then I came up with the idea of having a debate on whether a liquid snake game would be any good. As it is, we took a vote. It was split right down the middle. Two people voted for liquid, and two people voted for nanomachines. So I was left with the deciding vote. Unfortunately, I can't decide. So in the meantime, we'll just have to interrogate Justin. So,
it's Shang-Chi.
We're going to be having a debate. But first, interrogate Justin. Okay.
Okay, Justin. So you know what happens. I strap you down to the machine.
Indeed. Strap him in.
Just, yep.
Okay. That doesn't sound right.
Okay. So now JT, as I've been informed, is strapped into the machine. Ben, slap him around a bit. That's horrible. You're a monster, Ben. How could you? Shoma, make some kind of uncomfortable naked joke.
No,
Ralph, why are you running around naked in my garden?
Okay.
I'm not even in Denmark.
Okay, and now, if you don't mind, I'll just be calling in Ocelot. Ocelot, he has a bit of a sore throat, so he'll be talking awfully quiet for the first few seconds here. Ocelot, get in here.
You've had enough. Press the select button to submit. When your life reaches zero, the game is over. There are no news, my friend. Don't even think about using auto fire, or I'll know.
Well, I'll know. Indeed we will. We will all know, Justin. So you got that? No
yes.
Autofire. Okay then.
I don't even know what that is. So.
You don't know what autofire is? Oh well. Don't tell us. We've broken him already, guys. It's ridiculous. He's giving us information right off the bat. Ah, weakling. So anyway.
I'm never good at physical abuse.
Indeed. Now, just quiet now until I ask you questions or else Ben will slap you around a bit more. So
yeah. Why are you... What, you want to slap us? It sounds kind of dirty.
Shoma.
Moving on.
Let's not turn everything dirty.
Just 50%.
Yeah, just 90%.
Okay. 90%? Whoa, I just wanted 50%. Okay. So, Justin, first question then. The logical first question could be any one of them. Multiple questions. So I'll start off with, how long have you been playing Metal Gear for? Hello?
A little less than a year, I think. Probably the start of the summer, I picked up Peace Walker, so that's my first.
Same here.
Justin, shut up. I meant to ask you what your first game was. Oh, God, grief. You're really bad at this interrogation stuff, aren't you?
I'm just too good that I know what you're going to ask me.
Yeah, you threw me off my game now. It's actually pretty good, this. Okay, so as you said, your first game then was Peace Walker. So what other games have you played since then?
I played Portable Ops, first one, Metal Gear Solid 1 and 4, and I currently own 2 and 3, although I haven't had the time to play them.
Have you even started either of them?
I started 2. I played, I think I'm about halfway through the tanker scene.
Very good. Go ahead.
And with 3, I think I'm where we meet young Ocelot.
Yes, 3 is probably much better than 2. Would we all agree? Just a quick audience question.
Yeah.
What, Ralph?
No.
What? You don't think?
I love 2.
Okay then.
I love both.
Shoma, I don't think he's played either.
I love so much Raiden, but.
Yeah. Okay, so next question then. Which is your favorite game in the series?
Yeah, this is surprising. I'd have to say 4 over 1.
Justify? Tell us why.
What I really liked about it was I really just liked Solid Snake and the storyline with him a lot. you know, him really going through his final mission and this old guy about to die. I didn't feel that as much with the first game.
Yeah.
That Fox died. Well, yeah. They both had that, so.
Yeah, one on the same person. Yeah, the story is very good. I've been actually meaning I was going to start Metal Gear Solid 4 again, because I haven't actually played the story mode in probably at least half a year, if not more. Because I was waiting for trophies to come out, so I stopped playing it, but then that never happened. But I was planning on starting it again, starting the story from scratch, completely new game. But I played Assassin's Creed Brotherhood instead, because I just unlocked something, so what can you do? Okay, can you tell us then what your least favorite game is?
Least favorite? Probably Portable Ops.
I could have guessed that one.
I mean, it wasn't bad or anything. I did enjoy it, but...
Was it
the gameplay is shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a tie-in question to that. Did you hit the way you had to capture soldiers?
No, I just shot them with the tranquilizer. I didn't even try to, melee them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same thing I did with Kevin. I didn't talk with him, I just shot him.
Yes, so true. Anyway, so let's think.
Why are you still here?
What other questions can I ask? How long have you been listening to the PatriotCast for?
Half a year, I want to say.
Half a year. Can you remember what the first episode you listened to was? Ralph finds that amusing.
Let me think. It was probably around early 50s, late 40s in the episode numbers.
Oh,
okay.
I wasn't alive then in the early 50s.
Yeah, I wasn't there either. So you've heard me and Shoma since then.
Yes, I've heard both of you.
Okay. Let's think. Who do you say is your favorite character in the Metal Gear Solid series?
Favorite character?
Naked Snake.
That was very, very clever that time, actually.
See, that's why I'm saying all the naked jokes, because it's, you know, it has some connection with Metal Gear.
Some
relevance, indeed. Okay, so Justin, answer the question. Hurry up.
Probably is Ocelot. I just love how he just survives pretty much everything. He's always in the midst of stuff with those names.
What do you think of Young Ocelot? Because I know people who like Ocelot but can't really stand Young Ocelot too much.
Well, I mean, I really haven't played much into it. We just met
That's a good point. Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot about that. Yes, because Young Ocelot was personally one of my favorite characters. Love the way he's always, you know, so cocky, spinning his revolvers around, just like, up in the air, juggle them, da-da-da-da-da, shoot you, no, it's a blank.
Yeah, I loved it how it was just like, Big Boss saw him at one point, and he's just like, that's a really fancy revolver there, but it has nothing to do with how it helps you in combat, and he just got all pissy, and he was like, shoot.
Yeah, that was good. I believe it was, in the subsistence discs, you know the way they had the secret theater with all the like the comedy cutscenes.
Yeah,
I think it was either that bit or a bit whenever he went back to that area or something like that, where he says, "And you're forgetting one important thing. You still don't have what it takes to shoot me." And in the real game, of course, Ocelot goes shoots, then it's a blank. But in the secret theater, he just goes, "You don't have what it takes to bang." Oh, dead. But anyway, okay, I'll ask one more question, and then I'll let some audience participation. Let's see if I can actually think of another question.
Are they really considered the audience? I thought they were like co-hosts.
Rebellion! No,
Rebellion shall not be tolerated!
It's going to be a mutiny!
Oh, no, I'm just saying audience in terms of interrogation.
Calvin, you're kind of a dictator here, so...
Maybe. Gaddafi, quickly, help me, send some reinforcements. Okay, so finally, do you or do you not hate Raiden?
What?
Oh, damn, you haven't played 2 yet. That won't work.
I mean, it's really...
It's like
badass.
No.
Well, I know because I played 4, but... what did you think? I mean, he's really badass before, but I've heard a lot of complaints about him.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of people with complaints about him.
Mainly,
what are you gonna do with this?
I don't know. What can you do? Nothing. But fair enough.
Not gonna play like two games of the series.
Shoma, what are you gonna say now? What horrible joke are you gonna make now?
Justin just asked, what are you going to do with it? And I said, interesting question.
Aww.
Now you guys can imagine.
We won't. Ralph.
No.
Elma.
Ralph, ask.
Christ.
Ask a question, Ralph, quickly.
But a lot of people were complaining about Raiden being a girl.
Go, ask your question.
Oh my god, you actually did it.
I warned him. Listeners, he's on hold.
Oh, man. Dude.
Okay, that's harsh. Okay.
Really?
Shoma, I'm sorry, Shoma, that was harsh.
Oh my god, are you alright?
What the fuck?
I put you on hold because you were making too many dirty jokes, okay?
It's imploded.
Oh.
He's dead.
Okay, he's typing furiously. silent treatment. Okay, well, maybe that's good for the meantime. What did you want to ask him?
So what was... And I'm going to have a couple of questions. I just got to think of them. But sure. What did you think about the Ginola in number 2? No, you haven't got there yet.
Yes.
It's really irritating. Play. What did you think of... you haven't played that yet.
Yeah, so you haven't done the VR missions yet. Oh, damn. So, okay, well, better question.
I haven't done any of the VR missions, FYI.
Oh, you should. Some of them are really fun. But, what did you think of the way that Ocelot pretty much took over Liquid? Like, Liquid didn't so much take over Ocelot's body as it was just Ocelot in 4? Like, I didn't actually like that, how it was supposed to be Liquid Ocelot, but it was just... Yeah, Ocelot.
Yeah, hypnosis and nanomachines, apparently. Nanomachines!
Yeah. all that. But, I don't know. I didn't think I liked that just because, it's like you set him up for like 2 games, him being that villain, Liquid really taking over, and then just like bam, never happened. What was the purpose of emphasizing Liquid's arm then?
I think what it was in number 1 is when you would have played it, Gray Fox cut off Ocelot's arm.
Yeah,
and it was just like, grafted it on.
Yeah.
I think it was just somehow Liquid decided, huh, my spirit lives in your arm and I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Ralph, do you have another question, or...?
Not right off the bat. I'll think of another one to come back to.
Actually, no one else has said T in the chat. So does this... Okay, Shoma, okay. Shoma's being angry in the chat. Come on, Shoma. You can talk now. Would you like to ask Justin a question? You usually...
Speak now!
Ask your standard Hideo Kojima question.
Yeah. Why is Hideo Kojima running around naked in my garden again?
Okay. You can do that. I suppose that's okay.
First of all, Shoma, what I want to know is why is Hideo Kojima at your house?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking from him, but he's not speaking any English, so I'm just...
He's just yelling at you in Japanese.
Yeah.
Just to interrupt, have either of you, no, either of you, what? Have any of you ever seen the Mega 64 Metal Gear Solid 4 video? No?
No,
this group on YouTube, well, it's not YouTube, it's on the internet.
I've heard of them.
Called Mega 64, and they make all kind of video game videos, and they dress up, pretend to be characters and just run about and be idiots and all that. And there's this one in particular from a couple of years back where two guys dress up, one's as Raiden and one's as Solid Snake. And the one who's Raiden does cartwheels all about the place and he jumps on top of stuff. And the one who's Snake crawls all over the place. And there's this bit where they're running together down like this street, and suddenly they stop and go, And the camera turns around, and just Hideo Kojima is standing there. And he goes... and he says something in Japanese, and it's translated as, what is this? And they go, and they just...
I think he was saying, ah, fuck you, asshole.
And they look...
You found me!
You know, then they look sad, and he sighs, and he goes... he gets out his telephone, or mobile, and he says something into it, and it's translated as, Stephen, cancel all of my appointments. And you actually see him. It's the real guy, you can tell. And he's like running about, jumping over people with them. It's quite cool. But anyway, Shoma. You have to look it up.
Wow. Just type in, that's epic.
It is, look it up. It's like Mega 64 Hideo Kojima. And type that into YouTube and you'll find it. But anyway, Shoma, do you want to ask a question then?
Yes. Justin, what do you think about Hideo Kojima? Do you have any, you know... specific thoughts about him, like, or you don't really care about the creator of Metal Gear Solid, you just like the game and that's all.
Well, I do care somewhat about him, and I think he's really pretty good game designer. Very good story in it. That it?
He could make a movie.
Yeah. Well, that old Metal Gear Solid movie that's been floating around for about, I don't know, how many years now.
Well, there was a fan-based movie. There was a bunch of fans who decided, you know, hell with it. We're going to make a Metal Gear movie.
Really?
And it was actually really good.
Yeah, we should
Metal Gear Flashback.
Huh.
Cool.
Oh. Calvin would be the guy who's...
Don't think that.
Who's getting?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Who, Calvin? You would be the muter.
What?
Oh.
That's
whoa.
Okay. So, Ben, any questions you'd like to ask, or should we just move on?
I got one question.
Right.
What's your thoughts on Big Boss and Solid Snake as a whole? Do you feel that they're both good together?
I do. Actually, when I first started playing the series, I got confused a bit with them. Because, I mean, they look like exactly alike, pretty much. So I thought, like, Big Boss was really just the main character in the series.
Mm.
Because when I saw the artwork for 4 and Peace Walker was set in 1970. I'm like, oh, that explains it a little bit, but it didn't explain it at all.
Yeah, I've had that feeling myself. It's like, oh, I understand. No, I don't understand this. No.
To play these games now.
Okay. Well, I suppose that will have to do it then. Unfortunately, I don't have the clip of Ocelot letting you die, Nothy. Richard Rack thing, so we'll just have to settle for Ralph unclipping him. Ralph, that's your cue.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna leave him there.
What? Don't make me.
Someone else do it. I'll just leave him there. I'll just leave him there. Yeah. You guys can do it. I'm just
don't make
there.
Me do it, Ralph. If I do it, I have to press a button. Whereas if you do it, all you have to do is manually
unclip. How about? Just let Ben do it. Let Ben do it. I bet he wants to.
Ben?
I'll just slap him instead.
Well, yeah, you can slap him around a bit if you want.
Yeah, well.
Justin, do you have something to say?
What? I want to do the debate from the torture rack.
Oh, just leave him up there?
Great.
actually, we were considering going into that other room over there. So if you stayed in the torture rack, you know, it wouldn't be much use. But, so... Fine, I will let you down. I will click the button. No, that wasn't very loud. There we go, that's much louder. So now you're off. Ben, slap him out a bit. There we go. Shoma, no, Shoma, no. Okay, so then, Justin, you failed your interrogation, you gave in, you caved like a little girl. Everybody always caves, no one ever resists. It'd be quite interesting if someone...
Like a little
Wait, I didn't
girl, what? That...
What, Ralph?
What, you...
I When my interrogation happened, I didn't just cave.
You did. Shut up. But you caved eventually. That's the point. It'd be really interesting if somebody one day just turned around and went, No, I'm not going to answer your questions. I want the bandana, because the bandana is better than stealth. Ha, I think not. Anyway, no, so...
Not at all.
Does anybody have a coin nearby? Just...
Yeah, I do.
Yes, but you're biased, because I was considering flipping a coin to decide what we were going to do for the debate. But, okay, first of all, good interrogation there. Justin, well done. Okay, so now we do have to decide a topic. I don't know. How can we do this fairly?
I think the Liquid game has a lot more potential.
I think I would probably have to agree with that myself as well.
I think we can just mute Ross and we go with the nano machines.
Is anybody willing to...
If you mute...
Huh?
Calvin is the muter.
Hang on.
He's like, I get up in the morning here. You mute me, I'm gonna fucking leave.
Sorry, hold on. Well, sorry, there's something wrong with my headphones. Can you just say that again?
I was just making the joke. If you guys mute me.
Sorry, Ralph, I couldn't resist. It was too good an opportunity. I put him on hold, just so the guys at home know. Don't actually leave, I'm sorry.
Wow.
To make it up to him, Can we decide on one here? Can somebody just... Would we be happy going with the Liquid debate?
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I really don't give a shit.
Okay, so... don't mute yourself, Shoma. Okay, so liquid debate it is. Slight change of topic, but I think this could be much better than the other one. So before we begin, we have to pick sides. So it would be best if we could do two people who do, who think a liquid game would be good, and two people who don't. So, Shoma, are you there? Have you muted yourself, or are you there? Okay, Shoma's not there. Shoma, unmute yourself. He's not unmuting himself. Okay, first of all, Justin? What is that horrible noise in the background? It sounds like... it sounds like some kind of static off a TV.
Oh, it might be my headphones.
Oh, dear. Okay, so shut up, Shoma. Shoma's insulting me in the chat, essentially. Okay, so, Justin, do you think a liquid game would be a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends.
Oh, come on, you have to pick a side.
I think it just depends who's doing it. If it's going to be like Rising...
Okay, personally, if Hideo Kojima came out and said, right, I am personally going to be overseeing the creation of a new Metal Gear Solid game with Liquid Snake as the main character, would you think that's a good idea, or would you think that's a bad idea?
I think it's a good idea, honestly.
Okay, Ben, good idea, bad idea?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, Shoma, you kind of need to answer this here. Please just answer, seriously, so we can go on with the podcast.
Well, for me, I think it would be a bad idea, because I never was so interested in Liquid Snake. It was just, you know, it wasn't so... It was this villain, badass guy... And I never was so interested in him as much as in Snake.
Okay, well, save that for later on. Okay.
Big Snake.
So now Ralph has kind of disappeared. See, Skype connections are not always so reliable. So he's not here at the moment. Unfortunately, though, I personally think that a liquid game would be a good idea. So Ralph is going to have to be against it. So, regardless of whether he wants to be or not, hello, I'm calling you again. Hang on. Well, actually,
Ralph left because you muted him. Mute, man.
Well, that's harsh. This is okay. So, hang on a sec. Oh, here we go. He's back now. So, Ralph, what do you think? Do you think a liquid game would be a good idea or a bad idea?
Yep, I'm all for a Liquid game, man. He was my favorite character in Metal Gear Solid 1, and I just think it would be awesome to see one.
Okay. Ben, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I'll be against.
Oh, okay. The actual
That's good, because that means it's all even now. So that means Shoma and Ben, you're on a team. You are together. You are against a Liquid Game. You must argue your case. Justin, Ralph, you are for a Liquid Game. Again, argue your case.
Awesome.
And I'll be the ref. I'll be in the middle. So I'll help out you both. I'll help out all of you. And so this would be the point where I edit in some kind of bell noise.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness the most highly acclaimed event of the century. This is part two of history making. H Blocks alongside Dr. Ring Ding, the king in the ring. This is a return match and we're out to kick some butt, right? Come in.
Okay, so let's begin then. So, we will hear first of all, I believe, from the people who want there to be a Liquid Game. So, Ralph and Justin, who would like to begin? If it would help, you may each want to start your own chat between the two of you. So Justin and Ralph have your own chat, and Shoma and Ben, so as you can coordinate who's going to talk when. It's very handy. So who wants to talk first, Justin or Ralph?
JT, how about you go first?
JT.
Okay. Sure. For Liquid Game, mostly because I like the character of Liquid. He's really this dark. We know probably maybe the least amount about him of all the fake triplets. Because, I mean, you know that he joined Foxhound after Solid and Brooke Campbell retires. And he was two at the time of a Peace Walker happened, but that's pretty much it, except I'm looking. And also, they say he's met Big Boss, I think, in the first game, so I want to see how that went down. I think during one of the parts, so. Ralph, you want to say anything?
Yeah, definitely. Just 100%, I'm agreeing with you. Liquid is just the lesser-known character of all the snakes in the moment. You have Big Boss, and he got his own game to describe where he came from and his origin. Snake, he's
three
always...
Three of them, actually.
Yeah, he got three. He has Peace Walker, Portable Ops, and Metal Gear Solid 3. So he has three games just showing his origins alone. Then you've got Snake, who is the... you know, just main protagonist of all of the Metal Gear Solid games, except the ones for Big Boss. But, you know, Liquid is just like, he gets Metal Gear Solid 1 as an actual main antagonist. Then in 2, he shows up once or twice, like, haha, I'm here in your arm, Ocelot. And then it's in 4, he's just not there at all. He's just not present.
Liquid just needs a lot of explaining, I think, because it's just... he hasn't gotten any chance to be explained, and it's unfair.
Okay, so the main argument then from Ralph and JT is that he's an awesome character who needs a bit more of a backstory. Okay then, the defense, I called the defense to the stand. Shoma and Ben, why do you think that there should not be a Liquid Game? Who's starting?
Well, I can start and then I will, yes, and then Ben will go on. So... because, you know, maybe Ben will have a better, opinion than I have. Because I think that, well, I don't give a shit for Liquid. And maybe if he would throw me in the face with some crap, then I would say, oh, I give you some attention, you motherfucker. But then I don't, I don't really care about him, so...
Okay.
I don't really... That was funny, man. Why don't you laugh? Anyway...
Because that's what you call hardcore swearing. Yes, now we definitely need an explicit rating.
Okay, so the thing is I don't care about...
Or we can just... We can edit... Oh, wait, no. Calvin, do you have the censor sound?
Oh, that's right. I don't have a sensor sound, but I do have...
Just go, mother beep!
First you're muting me, then, and now you want me to be beeped?
No, I'm not going to beep you out.
Then the whole show will be...
That's it. You know what this is, guys? You know what this is?
Warning, we have a blooper. I repeat, we have a blooper.
That's a blooper.
Wow.
The whole show will be just...
That's my blooper kick. So anyway,
No, Calvin, I just thought of it.
Huh?
I just thought of it. Okay. For every point, for
you
every
can
time...
think.
Shh.
Oh, yes, I have a brain. No, every time
man,
I swear, for every time someone swears, you just do the alert noise that guards have.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good idea. I like that. Okay, so
and the whole show is just alert. And
so anyway, people, seriously, stick together here. We're trying to get to it a bit. So basically, do that. Okay, so Shoma's main argument here is that he doesn't care about Liquid Snake, yes?
No, yes, I'm saying I don't really care. He wasn't that big of a character for me. We already know his story, I think, kind of.
Hmm.
And I don't really think I need to know any more. So I would... That's why I actually wouldn't buy a game with, starring Liquid Snake.
Okay.
Him being the main character.
Okay.
I think Raiden, for example, he's much more interesting. And the guys at Kojima Productions already know this. That's why they do a Raiden game and not a Liquid Snake game. So
okay.
I think I have a good argument here. Okay. But I will let my friend Ben to talk because he may have some better reasons. Go on, Ben.
The reasons why
he crawls nuts.
Okay. Okay, go. Ben.
The reasons why this game wouldn't work, how long it took the actual Liquid to it had to have started on number 2. Him being revived again. By just having him just doing a backstory from where he was, it would just be a bit too late for the actual years to go, oh, we'll just make it anyways on number 1.
Hmm.
This wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah. Okay.
To
see Ben has a better point there. So.
Okay. So now you've given me your opening statements. We
take
will...
that, Ralph and GP.
So now we'll really go into it. I'll start off by saying a few things. As I said, I'm in between. So I'll give you my view. I personally do like the idea of a Liquid Snake game. I knew that he was in the... Apparently, he was in the British SAS before he became evil and all that. So I always thought it would be interesting to hear about that. And he was in the Gulf War or something, I think he says, Metal Gear Solid 1. So I think it would be interesting to see it from that perspective. Then again, in seeing as what they've done to Raiden in the Rising game, they would probably turn a game with Liquid as the main character into a first-person shooter or something like that. Set it in the Gulf region or whatever that is. But the point being, I have to agree with Shoma and Ben though for it not being such a good idea.
You are agreeing with me? Is this really happening?
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
Or am I in a dream inception?
That's it.
Yeah, nice.
okay, so, but also I have to go with Ben and Shoma because Ben makes a good point that it is quite late on for them to do this. And also, Shoma's right. All the information that's been given about Liquid has always been afterwards. All the information that was given about him was really given in Metal Gear Solid 1, and he didn't have much of a backstory to begin with. So I think to construct one for him at this point in the series would create so many loopholes. No, not is it loopholes? Maybe loopholes.
Or nipples.
No. and it would just cause so many, things to go wrong that it just wouldn't be worth your time. So, okay then. Now that I've said that, I'll pass it back over to those who who will be arguing the case for a Liquid game. So, Ralph or Justin, JT, have to remember that. I assume you've picked someone to speak now, so go ahead.
Yep.
Yes.
So, lead the way. Go into further detail about why you think it would be a good idea, and just try and, counter any arguments Shoman and Ben give.
Well, the thing is, with a Liquid game, it wouldn't create that many problems if they did the story right. All they have to do is explain his origins. Even he has statements where he says that Big Boss always told him that he was, worthless and all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So obviously he has a relationship with Big Boss. Like he somehow was connected to him for a while.
Yes.
So therefore there would be a reason to even look into that. It could be looked into as, what caused him to actually snap.
Yeah,
what caused him or to maybe finally he was be like, that's the thing. We don't know. We don't know what caused him to say,
and we don't care.
Fuck the world,
I don't know.
No, we do care, Shoma.
Well, but we don't. Me and
yeah, and exactly the other way we can go about it is a game could lead up. The game could lead up all the way to the point of even him meeting Ocelot and him getting ready to be in, Metal Gear 1, all the leading ups to that. Basically, what we need is to see what led up to Metal Gear 1.
Yeah.
What caused him to say, I'm going to start this whole thing off.
Yeah.
That's what we need to know. There's not too much there to make us not be able to. I want to know what started it off.
Ralph, hold on, just before you continue, I'd just like to say, Shoma, this is mainly you, and I'm sorry here, but can we please have silence whenever somebody is arguing a point? Because it's only right to respect what they're saying. You can, say all the nonsense and stuff whenever it's your turn, but whilst they're talking, let them speak and let them get their argument out. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, you are really fucking up my podcasting mood here, so I'm just getting more angry and angry.
Well, the alert sounded a bit late, but No, Shoma, seriously, let him talk whenever he wants to talk. So, yes, just to continue on then, I have to agree with you, Ralph. There are many things that you could, show how it led up to Metal Gear Solid 1. You could see how he got into Foxhound, for example, and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, there's
a lot of ways they could do the game. They don't have to just have it be the third person sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, like you said, it could be a first person shooter, it could be any kind of third person thing. It wouldn't matter what they did do.
Mm.
It could be done.
Yeah.
Would it be a fourth person game?
A what?
A fourth person. A
fourth person game. Really breaking the fourth wall into the fourth person.
How would that be done?
I don't know. Do we even know what second person is?
No.
I think that the second person would have to be
Two
people are having a conversation, and you're the one. That's third person, because you're the one looking at the conversation. So second person would have to be the person being talked to.
No, it's really simple. At. I'm the first person, and Kelvin's the second.
Okay.
Anyway.
I came here first, Kelvin came for second. It's this symbol, Kelvin. It's this symbol.
Indeed. So, then, is that all you'd like to say, Ralph? Would you like to pass it over to JT? Or
yes, I would indeed.
Okay.
JT, take the torch.
The problem with the Liquid's background, I think, is that unlike Solid's and Big Boss's, it's not very up to date. If you look at both Big Boss's and Solid's backgrounds, they've changed since the first Metal Gear games.
That's true.
So almost with that, and conflicting that, I think you need to change other people's, and I think one of them has to be Liquid, too.
Yeah. So, I think it sounds a bit to me like you're changing sides here, JT. It sounds like you're almost in favor of there not being a Liquid game, because you'd have to change people and it'd be too complicated.
No. I mean, they did it before. They could do it again, okay?
Well, another thing I'll say, JT, another thing I'll say is technically, even Gray Fox got a whole background thing. They even explained
he got a hole where?
Shut up.
In his chest.
The alerts, alerts are always barking at. Anyway, so anyway, just come on, guys.
So technically, didn't like Gray Fox even got his background explained because he was even in he was in Portable Ops. Yeah, he was Null.
Yeah.
So he even got his backgrounds explained. So I mean, I think it's really unfair that Liquid doesn't have his backgrounds explained.
Okay. Good point. Okay, that's good arguments. Shoma, Ben, who wants to counter? Who wants to be the first to go?
Well, I don't know. Ben, you want to go first?
You're meant to decide this beforehand.
Yes, I'm going first.
Okay. So
I think what you say, Rob, is nonsense just because it's nonsense. And what? And I just hear this background noise.
That's kind of disturbing.
I think just stepped away from the computer to laugh. JC, okay.
So, I'm here.
Did you have to walk away to laugh?
Sorry.
Anyway, Shoma, what's your counter?
No, I can't really say anymore. I understand what they are saying, but what they are saying in a nutshell is that they are interested in the background story of Liquid. Yes. And what I'm saying is that I am not. So I actually can't say any more to this. Well, this is just two different opinion, two different tastes. So,
yeah. Well, the thing is, tell me this then. You think it's just a bad idea, full stop, that there will be a Liquid game?
No, I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Personally wouldn't like the idea of a Liquid game. So
I wouldn't go out there and say, fuck you for making a Liquid game, or...
that is so good.
Anyway,
so
Shoma, tell me this then. Yeah. Why you don't like the idea of a Liquid game? You wouldn't go out and buy it. So
I wouldn't go out and buy it, but I wouldn't kill my neighbor for buying.
Well, then,
that's what I'm saying.
Why would you not go out and buy a game that explains, you know, how Liquid, you know, met Big Boss and how he became a member of Foxhound? Why would you not like that?
Because I can just ask you to send it to me, so...
But Shoma, come on, Shoma, this is a debate. You have to reason your answers here.
Because I'm not so interested in him, I'm not so interested in playing as Liquid Snake, being him, because if we talk Metal Gear Solid, I'm used to Snake, or I'm even more interested in Raiden and his ninja style and all the stuff. So, but Liquid Snake, what would you do with Liquid Snake?
That's a good point.
Would you sneak? Would you cut down naked guys' heads or what?
That's a good point. What exactly would you do? Because if you're gonna try and like base it off the first game, you don't have a whole lot to go on. So okay, but Ben, do you want to continue then?
Yeah, I'll carry on what my partner in crime has said. Basically, when he said it being a standalone game with just Liquid, again, it's like saying with Solid Snake and, of course, Big Boss, they have something to go on because of it had a background before Liquid, but the whole Liquid background has to be a side character. I don't personally feel that you'd be good enough as a standalone main character.
Yeah.
It has to be a side character, like a side boss. I cannot.
So you go ahead. Okay, sorry. You think that he doesn't really have enough depth to his character? You just don't think
there's
enough to say.
I totally agree with Ben.
Okay.
The thing is, he as a character, he does not have enough. What the are you doing, Justin?
Justin, here. That static is getting quite bad.
Justin,
really?
Yeah. You're just like a
I don't know where it's from, although.
It's gotten quieter now. Oh, and it's...
Somebody's using the toilet too much.
It's all gone now. Oh, that's weird.
So, the thing is, what Ben just said, he as a character, he does not have that much, you know, depth. And I say that, and, you know, he couldn't show us any interesting new game forms. Because what would you do with him?
Okay.
Raiden is much more interesting with his cutting and stuff like that. So I think that is our opinion, and it's good.
Okay. So
get that.
Okay. So now I'll say my little bit. I have to agree.
Who cares what you say or not?
I have to agree once again with Ralph and JT.
You are not in this championship awards, Kelvin. You just decide who wins. You know.
So I have to agree with Ralph and JT's argument. You know, that it would be really interesting to see all this leading up stuff. You know, how did he get into Foxhound? How did he supposedly meet Big Boss? You know, all this stuff. But also, I have to agree with Shoma and Ben's point. It's a good one. What exactly, you know, what kind of a game would this be? Because you look at Snake and Naked Snake, you know, experts on infiltration, sneaking. Yeah, that's a given. You know, we were told that already. Raiden is clearly an expert with swords and all that, and swordsmanship, which was shown, but in one, which is the only time we really saw Liquid as a person, we didn't really see much of what he specialised at, apart from fist-to-fist battles. So he could be in some kind of like Super Street Fighter type game, that might work, but I don't really see...
Oh no, never, no, please, no!
Yeah, but I don't really see how that would work. So, So if you can, Ralph and Justin, or JT, can you counter this? How exactly would this be worked out? And if there's anything else you'd like to say, so go.
I think me and JT have figured it out, but who wants to take it away? Do you want to start?
I'll take it. Well, cool. We've kind of come to the conclusion that it'd be pretty much like an RPG game. With I think him really building... the new Foxhound recruiting the people like Raven, Decoy Octopus, and such. Very similar to Peace Walker and Port of Lots. I think that's the route they would probably go.
Hmm. Okay.
And but you would like to see that on a portable console or on a PS3?
Well, the thing is, I think. Hopefully they would be able to do it in a way that it doesn't have to be just like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to have Liquid going around trying to effing chokehold Raven, you know what I mean, to bring him back to a truck. Because Raven would be like, what? Chokehold grabs him and flips him?
Would be like
the Raven on my head predicted that you would do this. Nah.
Yeah, and then he just like, pounds him into oblivion and then just shoots him with a minigun for like an hour. But no, the thing would be, I think it would have to be something like, I'm sure it could be worked out. It just easily it could be worked out. It's just how is the question.
But,
it would definitely be a type of RPG. It would have, because there's no other way to do it.
You think?
But I even,
RPGs? Because the last time we had something even remotely similar to an RPG, we had Acid. That's the closest you've ever had in the series to an RPG.
It would be like a semi-RPG,
I think.
Yeah, semi-RPG. You could argue that Portable Ops was an RPG.
But Peace Walker 2.
I really can't argue that. And how would you fight with him? Would he run around with a sword in his hand and cut heads down and fight with different sorts of animals and stuff like that, or how?
I've got the idea it could work out kind of, and if anyone here doesn't like Final Fantasy, you know, so be it, but it could kind of work like that.
And would it come out for DS? or what?
No, I would hope for it to come out on a one of the
on a Game Boy Advance.
Home console or portable? Well, which do you think would work the best
home
on?
One. I'd want to see it on home console.
Okay. So, does either of you have anything else to add? No?
Well,
okay. Well, that's fine.
It could be done.
Okay. So, Ralph and Justin think, JT, think that it's perfectly feasible for this to be done. Possibly in the form of some kind of role-playing game or something like that. Action RPG, perhaps. Something like that. But they think it would certainly be possible. You just have to... You know, they're not game designers. They can't tell you exactly how this would work. But I assume that you both have faith that if this was to ever be done, the guys at Kojima Productions would be able to do it well. Yes?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes, definitely.
Okay. So, Shoma, Ben, what do you think? Do you think that... this kind of RPG thing
would
work.
Can I say one thing about GT? From now on, call me NG, Naked Guy. Get used to it.
Now.
So, being serious, because I'm joking so much, Calvin will hate me till the end of the show. So, sorry, Calvin. Seriously, I think they could make it. That's right. They have a point there, but I wouldn't be interested in it, so I don't really see the point of discussing this anymore, because it's just I wouldn't buy it, I wouldn't be interested in it, and that's my point.
Yes.
I don't say it wouldn't work, it could work and a lot of people could like it, but it would be a big change, you know, in Metal Gear Solid, because still, but Raiden will be an action game too, just as the Metal Gear Solids, and now they would come out an RPG with it could work and it could be a great game, but still I wouldn't be that interested in it. That's my point.
Ralph, Justin, JT. I can. I heard there that you kind of like kind of wanted to reply, but if you could just hold it for a bit. Ben, what do you have to add?
Yeah. When they said it would be good on a home console, it depends how much they charge to pay it. If they're saying, if Kojima's coming up saying, right, the PC,
hang on, sorry, Ben, sorry. JT?
Yes?
You're kind of, blocking out Ben, whatever you're doing there.
Oh, really?
You're kind of making him inaudible, because all you can hear is type, and
oh no, that's cheating in the game.
You're picking up more stuff. But
really do something about
it. So sorry, JT, could you hold off on that until whenever?
Okay.
Or at least type really quietly and really slowly. Okay, so Ben, sorry, what?
I don't know what it is, because when GT is talking, it's kind of normal, but when he's quiet, it just starts to be like...
Yeah, because he's off busy doing stuff. Okay, so Ben, sorry, if you'd like to continue.
With the home console, I just don't know if it's going to work on a home console, because of it being... Kojima's going to go, here we go, $40 for Liquid. The actual game. Unless they were going on around the route of it being downloadable content, I'd be fine with it. But it being like a disc and you having it with it, I just don't know. As also been said, it's going to change the Metal Gear game, but we don't know if it's going to be for the better or for the worse side of it, because people would want to be being Solid Snake infiltrating.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being Liquid and your intelligence.
Okay, so you think that it could kind of like cause a...
Can I say...
You think it could kind of cause like a split in the fans? You know, people who go, this isn't so good. Okay, so that's interesting. So you think...
Can I say...
Okay, well, go ahead, Shoma.
I just want to say that, guys, GT and Rob, where do you say, where would it be?
Hang on, Justin, JT.
Apology again.
JT.
Yes. Again. Okay, now, okay. I can't type throughout this.
It's good now.
Every time you do it.
What happened? What's making it do that?
It's because I'm typing. I'm chatting, discussing this with Rolf and such.
So
you're discussing how big of an asshole I am, huh?
Okay. Oh, I see how it is.
I get that. I get it.
I hate to bring this up because Shoma will probably shout at me for saying it, but JT, you could, like I just did there, you could mute yourself, is what I was going to say before I muted myself.
Really?
So it's whenever you're typing, you know, nobody can hear it. But,
okay.
You know, so go ahead then. But you just every time you do it, it completely blocks out whatever whoever's talking, whatever they're saying.
Oh, okay.
So, again, listeners, bear with us. Shoma, go ahead, what were you saying?
So, GT and Rob, where would you imagine the game would be placed in? Because we already saw I don't really think that there are any more to show about the places where we were in the Metal Gear Solid games. And would it be in a world with marshmallow clouds running around with Liquid in pink dress or what?
I like the sound of the marshmallow clouds, I must say. Okay, so... So, Ben, thanks.
Or maybe naked, so...
Oh.
How do you guys imagine it?
So, Ben thinks it could cause a kind of a rift in the fans, and that just might not work so well if it came out on the PS3. Downloadable content might be a better way to go. But that would probably be quite unlikely. Shoma thinks that it just, you know, what would be too many watts there. What would we be able to add to, you know, everywhere we've been? Where would this be set? You know, would we go to a completely new location? Because that would completely alienate some people.
Yeah, because what could you show more about the places where we were? In an, you know, let's take, for example, in Metal Gear Solid 1, we already went through Shadow Moses 2 times, so I wouldn't really want to see it again.
Okay, so that's a good point. I think these are good points. I think that we're kind of on a roll now, so I'll just let you continue. So, Ralph, JT, do you want to try and counter these? And also, don't forget, adding new points is always handy as well, because that means we can, you know, more to say. Okay, so go ahead. So, who wants to start?
Did you want to go first, JT, or do you want me?
After you.
After me, okay. I figure in the series we've already started drifting away from the whole stealth genre. We have very much so drifted away, and honestly, I can't see what making a Liquid RPG would hurt.
So, it wouldn't hurt. I already told you I wouldn't kill you for
buying it. My turn to talk.
I wouldn't kill you for buying it. I would kill you for dancing around naked in my garden. But
I can't make it to your garden, Shoma.
Anyway, go on.
I'm disappointed.
So this RPG could have stealth elements to it. So it could.
But exactly. I'm just one thing here. I never said it would hurt.
But,
I just wouldn't be interested in it. But go on, Rob. Good. Sorry.
But no, it could work. It could work very well. It's one of those things that you don't have to have it be like Liquid's working everything from Shadow Moses. It's like him building his Foxhound. Like, what I want to know is how did he assemble his ragtag team of, like, you know, Psycho Mantis, Vulcan Raven, Sniper Wolf, Decoy Octopus? How did he get that team together, you know? And I think it could work very well as an RPG to see, you know, him going around. He's like, oh, well, I found you who's able to impersonate anybody. I'm going to use you on my new Foxhound. Do you want to join? And all good. You know, it's not that. I think it would really work.
Well, actually, I agree with it would be maybe interesting how he got these guys together, and maybe we could see a little background story about some big, you know, spy agencies or something where these guys come from. So it sounds good, but still it's not so
Actually, you just saying that has brought a thought to mind. What you and Ralph were kind of saying reminded me a bit of Pokemon. Because, you know, I mean, it sounded like you're going to be going out there as Liquid Snake and you're going to be going like, ah, Dick or Octopus, I choose you, and capturing him. Well, I'm glad you thought that was funny. It wasn't really meant to be funny. But anyway, never mind that. That would make it really RPG-like. So anyway, Ralph, do you want to continue what you're saying about, you know, building up the team, the Foxhound team?
Yeah, I just think it would be really epic to see.
You could also build trees, you know, and stuff like that.
I don't have anything else to add. JT, you got anything, bro?
Actually, I do have something. I'm looking, and he was in the Gulf War in Iraq back then, and he said he was rescued by somebody, U.S. government. I wanted to know who that is.
It was me.
That'd be interesting.
Oh no, it was Barack Obama.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go on.
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay, so basically, Ralph thinks it would be a good idea for a game because you'd be able to, you know, basically once again see how everything came to be in Metal Gear Solid 1, which would be very interesting as it's, you know, widely thought of as one of the best games in the series. And so it would be interesting to see, you know, how it actually got to that point. And JT thinks, you know, he wants to just know who the secret shady government group was. It was actually, to be in all fairness, it was probably the Patriots.
Well,
but they hadn't really...
And this is something and he knew about the Patriots, you know, during one,
we learned,
I think. So, I mean, I want to know where he learned about them.
So once again.
In school.
That's probably Ocelot.
Ocelot probably told him everything. But so you think it would be a good idea because you do think there'll be a lot of things that we could learn about him. Okay, so I think actually this could be the final counter-argument before the final statements of everyone. So, Shoma, Ben, do you have any, you know, last, you know, things you want to say against this before your final statement? So why, the last time, do you think that building up your team and finding out more about his past would be a bad thing? I think, if you don't mind, I think Ben would be a good person to start, because I think Shoma started every time so far. So, Ben?
You have a bad memory, Kevin.
Alright. I'll go through then. With the whole recruitment.
What kind of hole are you talking about?
God. Its jokes have reached a new level, I think.
Yes. A lower level than ever before.
A higher. What's your problem with me, Kevin? What is it? Is it that I'm standing, you know, naked in your garden and throwing rocks to your window, or what?
Well, yes, that is kind of irritating, but anyway, Ben! so go, counter what they're saying, if you can.
Okay.
Calm.
Okay, I'll go now. The whole statement with... the whole recruitment process, we've had that before with Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops, and it didn't go too well. If this will go to a main console, it just ruined the actual aspect of Metal Gear again, because if you put it onto a main console, people would have had it on the PSP and go, we just had it again.
Okay, so you just think that... It just all this, you know, recruiting thing has been done before, and even if it's not in the same way, you just don't think that would be a very good idea. Am I right? Am I understanding you correctly? So as I know, because I'm going to be making a final judgment here. So is that right? You just think that recruiting people again in any way would be a bad idea? Connection lost. Well, we'll take his answer as a yes.
Wait, what? Was I supposed to...
No, it was meant to be Ben.
Can I say something?
Yes, Shoma, go ahead, seeing as Ben's dead.
Okay, so I think that maybe collecting the guys, like, you know, some kind of card game or something, it's not that good of an idea. But maybe, you know, going to find them and see also their story with Liquid and travel there and, you know, get them to join the team, it would be actually quite interesting.
Okay. So basically it sounds as though Ralph and JT, you have convinced Shoma that this might work. So
yes, my life is complete.
No, I never said that.
I didn't say that. I deny that. But anyway, so lacking Ben, try to add him back in, because I would like Ben to be here for the final judgment. If only we could play the final countdown, that'd be pretty handy.
No,
it's not working. Okay, so... Okay, he's not coming in. It's weird. Maybe his internet's finally gone kaput. So I'll summarize this before we move on to final closing statements. So basically, Ben thought... Ooh, he's not online. Ben thought that any kind of recruiting system would be a bad idea, even if it's not like portable ops or peace walkers. Just he doesn't like that idea of, you know, going around to people and gathering them up. Because that's a good point, because... movies, for example, you know, movies where just introducing characters for the first time, that isn't always a good thing. You know, it can be quite irritating to learn, you know, them things that you might already know, and just see them go, huh, who are you, and see new relationships forged. That can be irritating. But hang on a sec, Ben's back, and Shoma just thinks sorry, I'm distracted here because Ben's coming back.
Gavin, can I ask you something? Is it that irritating for you? I mean, my jokes?
Yes,
is it really? But really, really? So seriously, you're not even laughing a bit. It's not funny.
No.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello? I tried to call you back.
Okay, I'll call
back. Okay.
No, okay, sorry.
Sorry that Ben called me there. So, actually, I'm great. This is going to be the one bit I'm going to edit out. So, Shoma thinks that, Shoma thinks that this would kind of might work. This might actually be, you know, a reasonably good idea. Shoma, I think you still would be against it, but, still, you think that that might actually work. So you disagree with Ben on this point. So we will move on then, now that Ben's back. Revival pill.
Liquid kidnapped me, you see? He told me to not defend him.
Liquid kidnapped you so as you would to try and coerce you into voting for him? I think not. We can't have any of that. So we're just moving on now, Ben, to final closing statements. This is the end of the debate. So, okay. So we'll start off with Ralph and JT. What is the last thing you have to say about this? Just give us your final thoughts. Don't counter, just think. Why is this a good idea, and why do you want this? So, Ralph, if you'd like to begin, or JT?
Righto. Well, I think it's a great idea because it would give a new element to the story of the game. It would bring life to Liquid that he doesn't have at this point.
Mainly because he's dead?
Well, not only that, but because in the series he's not been used to his full potential, and he's not... got the explaining that a lot of the other characters have been allowed to have, so...
Okay. JT?
My personal opinion is that it's really just would expand the Metal Gear genre a lot, clear up a lot of issues with his past, and just finally give him the respect that Big Boss and Solid got, because, I mean, those are really the three... main characters of the series.
Okay. Okay, now we'll move on to the final closing statements against this game. So, okay. Shoma or Ben, who wants to go first?
I do not know. I think I'll go first because Liquid did try to kidnap me. Basically, to finish it off, it would have been good if they did it after number one, if it followed on from number two. Instead of him like dying from the arm. But I think it's gone to the point now that it might have just gone too late. And it being on a mainstream console, it probably should go on as a downloadable content or something like that, just because it's most of the story. But it being a standalone game, I just don't see it.
So you just think people wouldn't be interested in it because it's been so
long?
Yeah. Okay. Shoma, final closing statement? Why do you... This would be a bad idea because...
No, well, I actually... I really don't know what to say. We already told you every reason.
I know, but so, this is the bit where you just recap. Just tell me again, just quick, and like in a few words, why do you think this is bad?
Because, I don't know, because Liquid is not that interesting character for me, but if they could really make a very, very good story, even maybe better or bad good, or, well, better than Metal Gear Solid, then I would say I'm a little bit interested in it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, well, you have all argued well and convincingly, so I will have to make my decision. I will retire to my chambers for a few moments just to make my decision. In the meantime,
come on, you won.
Pardon?
You know he won, really.
Yeah, you know. Naked guy.
But it is what a judge does, so I will retire to my chambers to decide. In the meantime, listen to the iPad music, the iPad commercial music, and I'll be back in just a minute. Okay, so basically, guys, I had you completely turned down there, the volume off, so if anybody actually said anything of any importance, I
didn't. Sorry, I have to say one thing. I have to say one thing here.
Oh, no, what did I miss?
Because Ben was right. Naked.
Okay.
And that was the end of the song.
Okay, I have come to a decision. First of all, I have to congratulate you both. Well, you all, both teams. You argued very well, very convincingly. I was torn in the end because you both made some very good points. I have to agree. I have always agreed with the point that Ralph and Justin, JT, put forward that Liquid was always an underdeveloped character. His story was never really explained in very much detail, and another game really could help with him. On the other hand, I do think that what Ben is saying has some, truth to it. It has been so long since the first game. Who would really be interested in this? I do think there'd be a good amount. But from, a pure business side of it, I think that it might not work out so well. And that might be one reason why they might not do it. That said, I don't believe Shoma, personally, whenever you say that you wouldn't bat, because I think that anybody who's been playing the Metal Gear games will go out and buy the next one. If it's a proper canon story game, part of the storyline, they will go out and buy it just to see what the story is.
Well, actually, you're right. I can be sure about not buying it. Well, it would depend on how interesting trailers and... Yes. Stuff would we see before the game coming out, and maybe my head would be turned around totally, and I would buy it on the first day. So but, I can't really say anything for sure.
But I have to say that on the basis of the points put across, and which really appealed to me, and which I thought were probably the truest, I would probably have to say that I would find in favor of Ralph and JT. Purely because I always have thought that Liquid was underdeveloped. I completely agree with the idea that it might not do so well commercially. as, say, Metal Gear Solid 4 did and things like that. It might not, you know, have mainstream a huge appeal, because this would be almost the definition of niche. It's basically a main game from a side character. You know, it's like, it's very, you know, very obscure. So I don't think it would do so well from that respect. But I'm not judging it on that. I'm judging it on whether I think a Liquid Snake game would be a good idea or not. So
no, they only won because you hate me because of my jokes.
That's not true. I find in favor of Ralph and Justin Talbot. I am Judge Calvin Black. This is the sound of a gavel. Case dismissed. So, have a go. Good argument, guys. If anybody has ever heard the podcast Judge John Hodgman, they'll know where I'm getting most of this stuff from, because I'm basically copying what he does. But yes.
Copyright infringement.
So, basically, so.
We're getting sued!
Oh no. That sounded almost like, you know, riding down the hallways into history. We're getting sued, guys! if I may ask you some questions. Ralph, JT, are you happy with your result?
Oh.
Glad that you won?
Yes.
Yes,
very. If you can tell.
Did you expect to win?
At first I thought it might have been shaky, but then towards the end I was thinking, oh yeah, we got this.
Ben, oh yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Ben, Shoma? So cool.
Yeah, we are disappointed in you,
okay.
Mr.
Ben?
Judge Black.
Ben, do you think Shoma's dirty jokes let your team down?
No, it didn't. It's you.
You're quite right. I wouldn't be bass because of something like that.
What do you have against me, Kevin? Really? I mean, yesterday we were friends, and today you hate me.
That's not true. Okay, first of all, I'm backed up with T's here. First of all, Ben, do you have something to say, or did you say it?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish off that point when I said about the recruitment process thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that went well, then the game would be great. Mm-hmm. But
okay,
but if you're saying it being Pokemon kind of thing, you're going, I'm gonna catch this guy called Grunty Boy, and grab him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Okay, that would be weird.
Or there would also be a guy called Rob the Tree.
Where is this tree thing coming from? Okay, so
you know, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we have no idea.
One is some kind of tree from her.
Oh, treat? No, I thought you were saying tree.
I mean, not her, but his girlfriend.
Okay, so finally. Ben, shush. Okay, JT?
Naked woman, man. Actually. Okay. I'm the naked woman, man, in New York.
Nah. Okay, Justin, what do you have to say?
I actually forgot what I was saying. I was going to say, oh my god.
He's forgotten.
I think you wanted to say that you're happy to meet me and to be on the show. And,
oh, well, that's part of it. I am really happy to be on the show.
Okay,
finally.
That really hurt my feelings, you know? It really does.
Well,
I think I'm going to leave now. Bye, guys.
No, don't leave. Yeah. We have to.
Oh, Shoma.
We got a round up.
Okay, so.
I mean, Calvin and Justin, they are just against me all the time. They just talk Shoma.
I'm not against you.
That's not what's happening.
Man. Oh, wait. I figured out what I was going to say.
Good. Okay, what were you going to say?
I think we won because half the time. Shoma was going with our arguments, agreeing with them. But we convinced the guy that was against us. So,
that probably didn't help. Okay, so we all still here? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So basically, to reiterate, the court found in favor of Ralph and JT that a Liquid game would be good. So I hope everybody listening at home, at work, in the car, wherever, in the garden, has enjoyed this episode. Indeed, this is the third from the end. I'm tinkering with the idea of giving them all names related to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, because I was thinking of calling the last one So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. I'm not too sure, because that's the name of the last book, but because I like them quite a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So So maybe I'll call this one something strange. But okay. So I'd normally at this point I'd give you the locations of where to find us, but in all honesty, we're shutting down in 2 weeks, so I don't really need to tell you any of this. So yes, 2 more episodes to go.
All you need to know now is just like iTunes.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Just keep downloading for the last 2 episodes. Okay, support, of course, we have to say this, of course. I'm willing to bet Ralph is going to disagree, so I'm going to turn him down. So it's not recorded.
No, wait. I want to hear what it is, and then we'll see what I say.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, give us donations.
We of course, we should. Everybody, once you finish listening to this, go support Andy and his podcast, of course.
What?
Oops.
Okay.
Dad and Rev.
Okay.
It wasn't me. No, it really wasn't
me.
No.
It was me.
Okay.
It was Ben. I'm pushing at you.
You should do that. In the meantime, once again, like I said last week, nobody seemed to take me up on the offer. Guys, if anybody wants to be on the podcast, this is including the guys who emailed me, because at this point, I really just would find it far too long and tedious to track through all the emails that you sent me.
Oh, Gavin, you wanted to apologize about something.
Oh, yes, thank you, Shona. You have redeemed yourself. The court finds in favor of Shona and Ben. No, not really. But
hooray!
Yes!
Oh, crap!
Yes!
No. I'm just kidding. So let me just finish off what I was saying here. So anybody, that includes people who emailed me before about being on. If I haven't replied to you in ages about being on, send me another email so as I know. And then you can add me on Skype, and we're more than happy, because all the people, I got emails from, like I said before, people who said they were going to be on this week and they didn't show up. You know, Ben and JT showed up, that was great. The other guys who said they were going to be on didn't, which is just, not so great, because, I thought they were going to be on. I thought we were going to have a packed house, really huge debate tonight, or this morning, depending on where you are. But with
somewhere in the world,
somewhere, anywhere, but we didn't, so that's, tough stuff. But there are only 2 episodes left.
Tough titties.
Indeed, there only are 2 episodes left at the Metal Gear Solid picture cast. So if you want to be on, just email me and I'll, fine, you can be on. I don't mind. More the merrier, as we say. Next week, it's the character discussion. We're going to be talking all about Solid Snake. So anything you want to say, that's the time to come set. And then, of course, as I've said before, the final episode is the mega episode on the... where I'm planning. I've already begun preparing for this, so I have. I've got lots of ideas for this final episode, how we're going to make it extra special. It's going to be the episode about the Easter eggs of Metal Gear Solid 4, and mainly our funeral. but before I say the final words, Justin, you wanted to say something, did you?
Oh, yes. I just want to tell all the fans that emailed and wanted to be on that, it's really great being on here and doing
Except
this.
Except that I'm here. That's what you're saying.
No, it makes it better that Shomo's here.
Yes,
it's
pretty hilarious.
It's a great experience.
Calvin does not agree with that.
It's not my personal taste in humor, but oh well. But okay. So listen, listen to Justin's JT's JT's testimony. It is, really fun to be on here, isn't it, JT? You had a great time,
yes,
didn't you, JT? Isn't that right? Nudge, nudge.
Yes.
Even though Ben slapped you about a bit.
Yes, they slapped me around a little bit, but I'm fine.
Really, the it's not bleeding too badly anymore. It's okay.
Calvin, you have to admit I can be normal, really.
Yes, you can. You reminded me that I have to apologize to someone, which I'm going to do in a second. But I said, that's good.
But no, you have to, because you know the other show,
I'm always
normal.
Yes, he is normal. Okay, so, JT, is that all you wanted to say?
Maybe not always.
If this is my final episode, which I don't before Sun's in, so I want to say goodbye to all the fans and such.
Mm-hmm. It's like, because... hello, goodbye, and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's pretty much like that.
You really were.
One's better than none.
Mm, yeah, the thing is, most people who come on the show, if they can make it to 2-3 episodes, like Ben, I basically say they're a co-host and all that. But really, Justin, you really were a guest, quite honestly, because you're only on the one episode. But you're literally, I think, the first ever guest on the second ever guest on the Patreon cast. So there you go.
Well, you might.
Well, you might hear from me now and then.
It'd be great to have you back in the final episode if you can make it.
Oh, we can also have Justin and Ben on the GE Talk Show sometime.
That's show
Yes.
But,
General Talk Show?
We're going to talk about it later.
Anyway, Shoma will tell them about that. But anyway, so if that's... Ben, you have to say something, don't you?
Yeah, everyone just come onto the show because, you know, it's... We're not doing it on the sake of ourselves. We are actually having a laugh. It's not all for the faint of, you know, it's not like we're all being...
It's not all business.
It. It's just all fair. Yeah. That's what it is.
Proof of this.
Except me and Kevin, we hate each other.
We're actually having a secret war here. No, proof that this...
Yeah.
And,
World War III, so...
Sorry, Ben, were you saying something?
Apart from the reaping as well.
Yeah.
It's all good.
proof that this is all, you know, just great fun and laughs and all that, is this clip, which I played a number of times, which in the end really confused me, but it's basically this clip.
But, Kevin, you also have to play the first part.
Yes, I know, but that's coming at the end, so...
Yes.
So,
please.
Why have I got... That's it. Okay. So, I think that's all. If anybody have anything else to say, don't bother teeing, just... No? Anything?
Bye, guys.
Everyone listening, just do come on the show. It's great fun. It's great laughs. You know, it's a just awesome experience. And you ain't going to have the chance to in, like, 2 weeks. So. Yeah.
Okay. So, if that's all then, bye, guys. Remember, you can email us at mgspod@gmail.com. That's where you can email us. Oh, dear. I think Justin just collapsed. That's where you can email us to get on the show.
I'm gone?
No, it sounded like you collapsed. all I heard was dunk. But anyway. And now, so that's everything. So, bye, guys. Only 2 episodes left. Hope you enjoy this one. This is a great debate. We only had a few in the end. But, so this is added to the, you know, the exclusive collection of debates. But, okay, so that's it from us this week. See you again next week. Say bye, guys.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye,
guys.
Okay, and enjoy this short, outro.
We'll be dancing naked around the tree. What Ralph will buy for us. And,
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, okay. That was strange.